We ourselves, crowded, technologically underdeveloped, short-lived, under their domination. It is unstable. Well, everything is in the long run. This is unstable in the short run. 100 years is the most we're allowed. The situation will last our time, to be sure, but we have children. Eventually, we will become too great a danger to the outer worlds to be allowed to survive. There are 8 billions on Earth who hate the Spacers. Bailey said, "The Spacers exclude us from the galaxy, handle our trade to their own profit, dictate to our government, and treat us with contempt. What do they expect? Gratitude?" "True. And yet the pattern is fixed. Revolt, suppression, revolt, suppression. And within a century, Earth will be virtually wiped out as a populated world." "So the sociologists say." Bailey stirred uneasily. One didn't question sociologists and their computers.
"What do you expect me to accomplish if all this is so?"
"Bring us information. The big flaw in sociological forecast is our lack of data concerning the Spacers. We've had to make assumptions on the basis of the few Spacers they sent out here. We've had to rely on what they choose to tell us of themselves, so it follows we know their strengths, and only their strengths. Damn it. They have their robots and their low numbers and their long lives, but do they have weaknesses? Is there some factor or factors which, if we but knew, would alter the sociologic inevitability of destruction, something that could guide our actions and better the chance of Earth's survival?"
"Hadn't you better send a sociologist, sir?"
Minim shook his head. "If we could send whom we pleased, we would have sent someone out 10 years ago when these conclusions were first being arrived at. This is our first excuse to send someone, and they ask for a detective, and that suits us. A detective is a sociologist, too. A rule of thumb, practicing sociologist, or he wouldn't be a good detective. Your record proves you a good one."
"Thank you, sir," said Bailey mechanically. "And if I get into trouble?"
Minim shrugged. "That's the risk of a policeman's job." He dismissed the point with a wave of his hand and added, "In any case, you must go. Your time of departure is set. The ship that will take you is waiting." Bailey stiffened.
"Waiting? When do I leave?"
"In 2 days."
"I've got to get back to New York, then. My wife..."
"We will see your wife. She can't know the nature of your job, you know. She will be told not to expect to hear from you."
"But this is inhuman. I must see her. I may never see her again,"
Minim said. "What I say now may sound even more inhuman, but isn't it true that there is never a day you set about your duties on which you cannot tell yourself, she may never see you again? Plainclothesman Bailey, we must all do our duty." Bailey's pipe had been out for 15 minutes. He had never noticed it.
No one had more to tell him. No one knew anything about the murder,